Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us.
We're back.
Yes, we are. We're back. It is 2022.
And I'm going to tell it all.
Oh, here we go.
Everything.
See?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's something you guys got to know.
You can call me Amanda Turd.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just kidding. Amanda Heard is her name.
That's hearsay.
Huh?
That's hearsay.
That's hearsay? Yes, that's hearsay. Are you Johnny Depp?
Yes. Yes, I am.
You?
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, we're going to get into this, but I was watching some of this stuff on YouTube of the trial.
Why are you into it? Because I got you into it?
Kind of, yeah. And we were going to kind of talk about it a little bit, so I started looking some stuff up. He speaks so slow. It takes him 30 seconds to take out one sentence.
It's not Jack Sparrow. For sure he's not Jack Sparrow.
Oh my
right
goodness,
now.
He speaks so slow. No, he sounds like Jack Sparrow, just like Jack Sparrow slowed down.
He's not sexy like and Jack you Sparrow. Know
what? So
he is not looking good.
He is not.
He was one of the sexiest men in the world, and Amanda Heard ruined him.
Yeah. she did not ruin him.
They're ruining each other
opiates,
right now.
Cocaine.
Okay, maybe a little bit. But she didn't help the situation. This relationship did not help. Just like Belinda did not help Cristian Nodal.
Oh.
Like, you see how the downward spiral this man
no,
is becoming?
No, Cristian looked like that before.
No, one, no, he did not. Before. He's gained weight. All these tattoos
he's
are ridiculous. The drugs, the alcohol, he's canceling concerts. Like,
okay.
Sometimes relationships can really do you like...
Okay, no. Well, all right. Now we're going on a different
you're
note.
Right.
I got to defend my homie, though.
Who?
Okay.
Who's your homie?
Homie Cristian.
You've always loved him.
Hell yeah.
Lord.
He is extremely talented.
You're definitely
Cristian Nodal is extremely
he is.
Talented.
He is very talented.
He is
talented.
A very good artist. He is an artist. He's not a made-up thing. He's not fake.
And he's about to lose it all over some Jiny.
No, he's not losing it over some Jiny. I think he made it too young.
Mm.
The stars aligned perfectly and he was not ready. He was like 14, 15
so do
years
some
old.
Olympians, bro.
He was like, but that's like their prime. Once they get to 24, 25, they're done with
it's
their career.
It's all downhill from here for Nodal.
No, yes and no, okay? Nodal came on the scene the month that Julian Alvarez went down, okay?
Maybe.
Okay.
And
that put him in that spot of like, who's next?
Right.
Everybody looked at
him,
young kid. He wasn't ready for it. I don't think it's okay. One, it is his fault, but at the same time,
okay,
it was just too much for him.
That having such a public relationship helped him. And neither did going back to Johnny and Amanda. Like, I know them. Now, you know Johnny.
Yeah.
Them having this very public trial where they're airing out all this very bad stuff is not good for anybody.
Okay. All right.
I think Johnny wants to do it, though. I think he's ready to just be like, let's go.
I know why he wants to do it. And I'm all for him wanting to do it.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
I support him wanting to do it because he's trying to prove that he doesn't have a certain image or whatnot. Completely understand. And at the same time, he's like saying... Screw you. You don't deserve any of the money that you got.
Right.
So I'm all for that.
Doing a great thing for men that have gone through domestic violence. I think he is. Men don't do this, especially not someone as powerful, sexy.
I don't know if he's helping us, honestly. I don't think like him doing this.
Us? You've gone through domestic violence, bro?
Oh, yeah. DV?
Really?
Yeah.
Don't say that as a joke.
I'm just kidding.
We have had our very heated, we went over the top arguments and...
I get scared. Honestly, right now, I'm scared to go into my side of the bed.
Why?
Every time I go to my side of the bed, I make sure and I lift up the covers completely before I get in bed.
It's a little stinky.
I'm just trying to make sure there's no turd. Right now, I'm looking at our bed. I'm in our room. I see a little lump on my side. I got to make sure after this podcast is over that there's no turd on my side of the bed.
She was nuts. She was crazy. I can't believe she did that.
So, anyway, okay, wait. Cristian Nodal had a public relationship.
Yes.
Okay? Well, I didn't even know Johnny Depp and this girl were married. I didn't even know they were together. I don't even know if I didn't even know this girl. So they were private.
She's an actor.
Okay.
And she's very beautiful. And they made it a little bit public.
But did you know?
Well, it's because I don't even follow Johnny Depp on social media.
Did we know that they even had a relationship?
We don't, but a lot of people did.
Okay, maybe. All right.
Now, would you have a very public trial in order to prove a point? Would you air out all our bad stuff?
Do you think they get to choose?
Yes.
They get to choose whether it's a public trial.
The attorney can fight and say, I don't want any cameras and I don't want certain things out in the media.
Got it.
That's why the Kardashians are fighting Black China and there's no media in there.
Oh, okay.
That's why the lady, I don't know what her name is, they abused all these girls. I can't believe it. I was so into it. Short, dark black hair. Mm. Nasty woman that helped her very rich man get all these young girls.
Oh, Epstein.
Epstein, uh-huh. His girlfriend.
Yeah.
They didn't air anything about the trial.
Yeah.
Yes, people get to choose. Now the judge gets to choose. But I'm sure,
yeah.
I'm imagining that Johnny Depp's attorney was like, I want this public. Mm-hmm. Cameras in here and everything. Yeah. That's why we see all the TikToks.
Yeah.
But, so would you?
Would I
to
what?
To prove a point, would you want a very public
at that
divorce?
Point, at that point, yes, because it was a very public, well, no, that they're getting divorced.
No, they're already divorced.
Okay.
But it was very public.
Right. Okay. But it was very public the way only his name was tarnished and tainted. And she took half of the money that he made after she ruined his career and stuff like that.
Do you know, we're never going to have Jack Sparrow again?
Yeah, he's not going to do it anymore, he said. He says he wouldn't go back.
No, Disney. Disney dropped him.
Yes, and he said he would never go back.
Because they dropped him.
Yes, correct.
You don't drop Jack Sparrow.
Well,
we should discontinue our Disney Plus for that.
No, we can't. We need it for our kids.
For Jack Sparrow.
No.
But anyway, okay, what I'm asking you, husband, is do you want a public relationship? And how this relates to our listeners, which we've missed you, we love you, and thank you to all who have told us you missed us.
Yeah. It was one too many times that you guys kept saying you miss us.
And
it was in person, too. Like, if you guys put it in comments, I can, like,
ignore them
a little bit.
But in restaurants, in church, out of church,
everywhere. It was more saying that it helped you, that it really helped. And honestly, sometimes you don't know if we're just kind of just doing this because it's our hobby or if we're really helping people. But it helped a lot to hear that it helps you guys.
Yeah, and that you guys missed it. And we're even like rerunning shows because it really helped you. And that's why we do this.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason for me to have a quote-unquote public relationship. Mm-hmm. Because if it was up to me, none of our stuff would be out there.
Right.
Right?
If
you're
it was
like
up
that
to you?
Too. If it was up to me, because other people have tried and have aired out true stuff about us, wrong stuff about us, dramatized stuff about us, lies, flat-out lies about us, hearsay about us. And they do it with bad intentions. Mm-hmm. I believe, and I really do, husband, that misery loves company and that some people hate to see us together because we're happy. Mm. Because we're an unconventional couple to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm older and all this stuff or whatever.
I'm darker, right?
I'm darker?
I'm darker.
Oh, you're darker? I like the darkness. I like it.
I like your pale skin too.
Stop flirting with me in front of our friends. Mm. Leave that for later.
Yeah.
After we clean up the bed.
Yeah.
The turd.
Yeah, the turd. Yeah.
So I do believe that obviously the enemy hates marriage, hates the institution of marriage because it's very powerful. So the enemy has tried to destroy us from day one.
Right.
We've sometimes destroyed us. It's not only the enemy too.
Correct.
Sometimes we've hurt our marriage. But I also believe, especially last year, that people really wanted to hurt our marriage. And so what they did was speak about our very private relationship publicly, both with truth and with lies.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
I think so. Yes, I agree with you. I think that, I don't know how to put it. I think that lies are brought up and truth is twisted and manipulated and you start faking in fake stuff and made up stuff with real stuff.
Yeah.
And it just all gets blended in together.
But why do you think people did that to us? Like,
honestly, because it's entertainment.
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you. Why are we so invested in this Johnny Depp, Amanda Heard thing?
We really don't care.
We really don't care. It doesn't affect my
yes,
day.
You're saying that, yes, this is good for men that go through DV. I don't know if it's going to change anything.
Hopefully. Hopefully another man will stand up.
Unless this lady goes to prison or something, but she's not. All she's going to do is give back all of the money that she took from him or whatnot. I personally don't know if it'll do anything for us, but in all reality, and me being honest as myself, I'm only listening to this to hear what Johnny Depp has to say. I don't care.
That's true.
I don't care any testimony that she gives.
Yeah, I don't care to hear her speak.
His friends and stuff like that. The agent that spoke didn't really care too much. All I want to hear is just hear the funny anecdotes. And honestly, even her lawyer is a little bit funny too.
Yeah. I don't know if he's all... but we do it. A lot of people do it for entertainment. Mm-hmm. That's why the whole Cristian Nodal, Belinda and every single one of her men, known and unknown, we don't even listen to her music. And Belinda's gorgeous to me. But... why do we care so much about other people's lives? Mm-hmm. It's because misery loves company, and because we want to feel like, oh, we're not a perfect marriage, so it's good to hear that they're not either.
Right. Or they're worse.
Right.
That's all you want to hear. You want to hear that you're not as bad as somebody else.
But why do some people in our life, why do the primas, the cousins, the suegras, why do some people try and damage marriages?
Yeah, those suegras are something else.
My suegras, I swear. We have we should have a whole different podcast on my suegra.
On your suegra?
On my suegra.
Oh.
On my hottie patati suegra. My suegra's looking good. Just kidding, suegra. I don't know if she listens.
No.
I was just kidding. I thank God have the most amazing suegra. I am so blessed. She's my friend.
Okay, what was your question?
Why do some people want to destroy other marriages? I think that there was, obviously the enemy is behind it, but there are some people in our lives, whether you're famous or not. We're not talking public, you're famous or celebrity. Sometimes people make their relationships public by throwing indirectas on Instagram. Mm-hmm. When you get upset with your man, you go and you do a live, and then everyone knows how your man cheated. Usually it's women. I don't want to generalize, but women, sometimes we take it overboard if your man... do. Well, we do. Yeah. Oh, you're really hopping on that man thing, huh?
No, I'm just saying,
and you guys don't.
I've never seen a guy going, sometimes women can't stop from putting things in the mouth and this and that. No, you don't hear that from us.
I don't know what that was referring to. What was she putting in her mouth? Cookies? My wife just ate a bottle of cookies. Yeah. You've never told any of your friends any of the stuff that happens.
I give you my word. I've never, never.
That's because you ain't got friends,
thing, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And my friends have seen me either bothered or upset. And I just say, dude, it's just.
She tripping.
It's tough sometimes. I say it's tough sometimes. I have never in my life called you a B or said I can't stand her. I have never said anything that makes my friends think or feel that I don't want to be with you or that I don't like you.
Have you ever said any good stuff about me?
Yeah, I said a lot of good stuff.
Like what? So I can go ask them.
I said a lot of good stuff.
Like what?
You cook some bomb Italian food.
That's true.
I hype you up every time we're going to eat and you start getting all nervous.
I do.
A lot of good stuff.
Right.
You're very organized. I couldn't do this without you. In the stuff that we do together in certain areas that I'm not good at. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is an attack on the institution of family, and always. That begins with marriage.
I think that has always been an issue, and I think that it's just getting more and more common. And the people that want to break it up or break it apart, and in this case, I'm kind of thinking about that one friend that you have that's your really close friend, but she's always talking bad about your man or vice versa, your guy friend that's always saying you got to leave her or whatnot or et cetera, you know?
You can do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's probably because they're not living that life either. You know, they're either not living that life lived that life and it didn't work out for them. Therefore, it must not be able to work out for you because
exactly
you're not as good as I am.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. Yeah. Or they no longer believe in love or in marriage or they're just bitter because of their experience and they're thinking it can't happen. happen for you. Yeah. That can happen. It can happen unintentionally mm-hmm. where you're putting down marriage because your marriage didn't work out or yeah. your relationship didn't work out.
I think that marriage and relationships don't work out because you choose at some point that this is the final straw.
Yeah.
And that happens. And but I'm not saying like, oh, we weren't meant to be together. No, it's just that we stopped wanting to continue to evolve and change. And
at least me. I'll speak for me.
Yeah.
I've kind of been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't?
Been where?
There, where you just said, like, this is the final straw. I'm tired. I'm done.
Oh, me?
Oh, you're going to lie to our friends now?
Yes, I have been there.
Yes.
I have been
and there. Then why are we still here?
Because I just don't give up. I mean, have I murdered some? Murdered.
What?
That's a new lie that's going to come out now.
Abel kills cats.
Have I ever murmured to myself some of those things of like, yeah. I can't stand her. I don't like her.
Yeah.
Have I ever thought
of
the B word, which is, man, she's so beautiful today, you know? she's so bossy. Yeah, definitely. But it's like, it's... I don't let it get past that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. And dude, like sometimes it has gotten hard where it lingers. That feeling of like, oh, you know that that feeling where you're like inside of your skin, but you want it, you can feel like everything coming out of your skin, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
It's like,
so interesting. And then you turn into the Hulk. What comes after? Does it ooze out of you?
Yeah. You just explode.
Oh, good to know. I think you've just described a lot of men that can identify with you right now. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, and then we're going to go to sleep, and then you put something specific on, and then all of a sudden, I don't want to be that guy no more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Nothing on, and that always helps too.
Yeah.
I have my plans. I know how to get you back.
You do it on purpose.
And then
you sleep a certain way and you're pissed off at me. No, screw you, Rosa.
You're getting all mad all by yourself again.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Why are we here then? If you and I do not want a public marriage, why are we here? Why are we doing this podcast, bro?
I think that's the question. And we'll answer that right now after this break. All right, guys, welcome back from the break.
Why are you here, man?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I do know.
Okay. Because we're both private. I used to love my privacy, and then it was just stripped away from me, so I'm kind of getting used to not having it.
Okay.
But I've decided that everything that God decides to put out in the public is for his glory.
Mm.
I'd love to have most stuff privately.
To put it in the... You think, okay, that God decides to put
there
it in
the...
There
are some things
I think that there are some things that we are purposefully putting in the public. You and I. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
On my Instagram. You don't even follow me anymore, do you?
Yes. I don't follow nobody. I'm not on Instagram.
That's
okay?
True.
If you guys ever see any reels, I'm not even the one posting.
We have a friend.
A really nice guy that
loves Abel,
that sees that I don't post nothing. He's like, let me do this for you.
You gotta keep you relevant.
Yeah.
But yeah, Abel's not on Instagram. But no, on my Instagram, I'm not airing anything about us.
No, you're not airing. I'm talking about here. I'm talking about when we preach. I'm talking about when we do interviews. I'm talking about anytime they mention the word marriage, something of Abel's dirty laundry is going to get brought up.
Mine too. I speak about me too.
But it's usually like how like we've come through and we've made it. And
of
it's
course.
Abel.
That is to give God's glory.
Yes, correct.
To give God the glory.
And I'm totally for it. Which, by the way, if you didn't want to help in that way, which I'm all for it and I'm on board with you.
Thank you.
But man, nace de mí, does it come out of me? No, it does not.
But bro, you don't talk about anything.
I don't. And I'm cool with that.
If you could use 20 words a day, you would.
Nah.
You could be like the Dr.
And that's
Seuss
wrong.
Of
yes,
marriage.
I understand that that's very wrong.
Yes. Say anything.
Dr. Seuss is wrong. I mean, Dr. Seuss of marriage. That's what it would be. Marriage is very hard. Marriage is very... makes you gain like lard. I do not see marriage here or there, but I can't be without marriage anywhere. Yes.
That was somehow romantic. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I'm gonna just see the positive.
Yes, I can't be without you, girl.
Right. So if we are here, The power of us, mm-hmm. this podcast, is with a purpose.
Yes.
And what we tell you and what we allow you to see is with a purpose.
Yeah. So one of the cool things about this, about doing this and it coming from us is that it comes from us. And the shock factor and the wow sometimes is a little bit like you have to be a little dumb. When it's our own soundbite, that's the one telling it from years ago type of a deal. Like sometimes like they mentioned something about that. You mean the thing that we wrote about a whole chapter on in a book like 5 years ago? You're talking about that thing that you're
they
bringing out type of
video? They always do that. They you know? Always
as
do
if
that.
As if it didn't come as directly from us.
As if they discovered
us.
It.
Yeah, like as if you found from sources.
If you, what was that thing? If you say it in a whisper, it sounds like sexy.
Yeah.
So it can be the exact same thing. And that's what I say. Oh, yeah, I wrote that in my book. I'm assuming that person read my book. I hope it helped her. But yeah, they'll always try and like add spice to it, add music and a crazy thumbnail. And, you know, Rosie does this. And I'm like, bro, that was a total joke. We laughed for days about it, you know. But so we're here. We're back with the power of us.
Yeah.
We took a break because it was needed because it got really tough to do it. To talk so much about our marriage.
Yeah.
So we've decided that now we're going to take it with breaks. Mm-hmm. How many episodes are we going to do this season, babe?
We don't know yet, to be quite honest with you guys. If we can
8 to 12 is what I'm thinking. 12 the max.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take a break for my birthday.
Yeah.
A whole month.
Yeah.
And we're going to recharge and renew and rethink. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want it to be fresh and we definitely want it to be real because that's what makes the power of us.
Correct.
We only decided to do this podcast, and we'll refresh your memory, when we said, we don't know any couples that are real. Yeah. Like we were going through a marriage slump, dark space. And we said, hey, we want to hang out with like couples or get mentoring, but it has to be a real couple.
Yeah.
We couldn't find any in our church. Yeah. Not that they weren't. They just weren't showing it.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's do that.
We are a Christian couple, but we're not the Christian couple that you would picture when you think of a Christian couple.
Yeah.
And those couples and those podcasts are amazing and awesome.
Yep.
And they definitely
go
do help us.
Yes.
But sometimes it feels like they're a little bit perfect.
Like we can't connect.
Yeah, a little
bit. Like we can't relate.
Yeah, like.
And I want to be relatable.
Yeah, like sometimes, like, so, you know, some of these podcasts and people that I've heard, like, nah, I'm pretty sure you've said something more worse than like, you look fat in that skirt, honey. Or your golf swing is ugly. Husband, you know, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty
what
sure.
What would you do if I told you your golf swing was ugly?
I'd be like, you're
girl,
tripping.
You stupid.
Yeah,
you tripping. What the hell you know about golf
you
swings?
Know nothing.
Girl, go to yoga.
Shoot. Yeah. call me Tigre Madera when I'm on the golf course.
So dumb.
Yeah, that's my name. But yes, we are back. We're here to help. And honestly, just to share life. Life is not hard. Thank the Lord that it looks like COVID is over.
Yeah.
And whatever it was.
They're going to keep trying to bring it back.
Whichever side
refusing.
You were on, I'm not for it or against it. I'm just saying it's pretty awesome how one day it was one way and then the next day
it was another.
We don't even hear
literally.
Nothing about COVID anymore. That's
exactly.
That doesn't matter anymore.
The Spanish channels still do.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Like, but yeah, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. So we are back. Let us know what topics you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we will hear you. We'll read them. If you DM me, you know what? Email us. I think that's the easiest. contact@rosarievera.com with any marriage issues, any marriage questions that we can relate. And if you have made your marriage public, this is the advice that we have today. Stop. Mm. Not everything needs to be known. First of all, ask your husband.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to say this?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I preach about this? Is it okay if I tell my mom? But also ask yourself, why am I making this public?
Yeah.
Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it going to bless someone?
Yeah.
Because if that is true and your husband is all for it, then go for it.
Yeah.
But I believe some stuff should just be private.
Yeah. So honestly, look, a really good example of it being, it could have gone well, but it's gone weird, and now it's done more damage than help. Honestly, I think the whole Will and Jada thing with the whole entanglement and then bringing that out there kind of really changed our perspective on what we thought they were as a couple, and not what because it happened, but because
we didn't really need to looked, know.
I don't know, whatever. Okay. Let's say they worked it out and they wanted to share it to help. Let's say she really thought she was going to help.
I don't know.
Okay. One, it didn't kind of come out like that. It kind of came out like, I got one back on you, Will, yeah, type of a deal.
Yeah.
But the uncomfortableness that he faced and was. So, yes, he did it. If he did it, you know, I don't know. You know, yes or no, I don't know. But, and yes, she did it back in a sense, but.
She did it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, look.
She was totally entangled with, yes, that young man.
Yes, I understand. But I personally feel...
Bien enredada.
Yes. She only did that because there's so many rumors about him doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about Will and Eva Mendes.
It's in a tough place. All I know is that if you're going to say something...
Do it with a purpose.
Keep my wife's name
out your effing mouth.
We'll see you guys next week.